Sea turtle nesting season is officially underway. This year, researchers are beginning a new tagging study to learn more about the nesting habits of turtles coming ashore on Sanibel and Captiva Islands. WGCU's John Davis reports.
The Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation has two new staffers this season, patrolling the beaches at night and applying flipper tags to female sea turtles coming ashore to nest. SCCF Sea Turtle Program Coordinator Kelly Sloan says the data they get will be combined with that of ongoing tracking studies in Sarasota and on Key Wayden Island in Collier County.
We're positioned kind of right in the middle of those two projects. And so we'll be able to kind of collaboratively look at tag returns to see how much movement there is by sea turtles on those three beaches.
Sloan says nearby San Carlos Bay is believed to be the separation line between two genetically distinct subpopulations of loggerhead sea turtles. This research could help redefine where that boundary exists. The tagging study could also help explain a recent surge in nesting on the east end of Sanibel, which Sloan says historically has not been a popular beach for sea turtle nesting.
But in recent years, there's been a huge spike in nest numbers on the East End. And last year, we actually had 120 documented nests on that beach, which is more than triple that 20-year average.
During nesting season, shield or turn off lights visible from the beach, remove furniture from the beach at night, and fill in holes dug in the sand. Sloan says to avoid approaching or disturbing any nesting turtles and to make sure the flash is off before taking photos. John Davis, WGCU News.